Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
Welcome to Day 39 of Joshua, Volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is Descendants of God's Grace. Francis Chan said, "In the midst of our failed attempts at loving Jesus, His grace covers us." Our text today is Joshua 21, 13 through 19. "And to the descendants of Aaron the priest, they gave Hebron, the city of refuge for the manslayer, with its pasture lands, Libna with its pasture lands, Jatir with its pasture lands, Eshtemoa with its pasture lands, Holon with its pasture lands, Debir with its pasture lands, Ain with its pasture lands, Jattah with its pasture lands, Beth Shemesh with its pasture lands. 9 cities out of these 2 tribes. Then out of the tribe of Benjamin, Gibeon with its pasture lands, Geba with its pasture lands, Anathoa with its pasture lands, and Almon with its pasture lands. 4 cities. The cities of the descendants of Aaron, the priests, were in all 13 cities with their pasture lands. Aaron was a prophet, high priest, and the older brother of Moses. God gave Aaron to Moses as an assistant to help him fulfill God's plan of deliverance for his people. When Aaron is introduced in Scripture in Exodus 4:14, he is identified as a Levite. "The anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, 'Is there not Aaron your brother, the Levite? I know that he can speak well. Behold, he is coming out to meet you, and when he sees you, he will be glad in his heart.' So Moses and Aaron were direct descendants of Levi. James Montgomery Boyce describes how the tribe of Levi is a testimony of God's grace. Joshua 21 is the last chapter in the book dealing with the distribution of the people of Israel in the land. It concerns the apportionment of 48 special cities to the Levites. These were scattered throughout the land so that the benefit of the Levites' presence, service, and teaching might be widely available. This was a wonderful thing, because it was an example of God turning what was originally a curse into a blessing. Back in Genesis 49, Jacob had a particularly harsh word for Simeon and Levi, his second and third sons. He said, 'I will scatter them in Jacob and disperse them in Israel.' This was because years before, these two brothers had led in the massacre of the Shechemites, which Jacob said made him a stench to the Canaanites. The scattering of the descendants of these two brothers through the land was their punishment, a way of saying that they were to receive no inheritance. Levi was scattered throughout Israel in the 48 Levitical cities. In addition, the Levites traveled back and forth to perform their share of the duties connected with temple worship. So, although the descendants of Levi had no land of their own, it was nevertheless no small honor for them to have been made priests. It was said of them that they had no portion in the land because their portion was the Lord Himself." David Jackman in Joshua, People of God's Purpose, highlights the spiritual significance of the Levites. The reasons why the Levites did not inherit a section of the land as their own may be both practical and symbolic. It was clearly a great advantage to have them scattered throughout the country, represented in all other tribal territories. The blessing of Moses in Deuteronomy 33:10 affirms, "They shall teach Jacob your rules and Israel your law. They shall put incense before you and whole burnt offerings on your altar." So while the focus of their being separated to priestly office is inevitably on the tabernacle and its ministries, at this point established at Shiloh, this could only require their services on a rotational basis. For the rest of their time, they are a source of teaching and interpretation concerning God's law for all the people in their home areas. This could clearly augment and strengthen the spiritual life of the people, much more than if they only attended the tabernacle for the great annual feasts. There was, however, a symbolism in all this too. The priestly tribe, set aside to minister before the Lord on behalf of the people, was a continual reminder in Israel of the spiritual values transcending the physical and the internal, eclipsing the temporal. The Levites, not being tied to the physical land, may also have served to lift the eyes and hearts of the whole congregation to the unseen eternal realities. The tenor of Hebrews 11 would certainly seem to indicate that this was a characteristic of the faithful. Abraham was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God, as seen in Hebrews 11:10, acknowledging that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. People who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. They desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one, as seen in Hebrews 11:14-16. The Levites provided a living example of holding the ties of earth and the constraints of territory loosely, which might enable the rest of the nation to sharpen its own spiritual perspective. Godly ministry can surely have a similar effect in the contemporary church. Questions today. How do you see God's hand working in His appointment of Moses' and Aaron's tribe, the Levites, to serve as the long-term spiritual leaders of God's people in the Promised Land? In what ways are you a descendant of God's grace? In what ways are you purposely living for a better country? Pray with me. Lord, help us to not get distracted by our current geographical and/or physical circumstances, such that we can remember that we are called to a royal priesthood that surpasses all borders. Teach us how to see the world as you do. We love you, Lord. In Christ's name, amen.